There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now, our host, Essie Johnson.
Welcome to In His Presence, and thank you so very much for being with us today. Today, our scripture passage comes from the book of Colossians, chapter 4, and verse 12. Epaphras, who is one of you, a bondservant of Christ, greets you always, laboring feverishly for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. For I bear him witness that he has a great zeal for you. And those who are in Laodicea, and those who are in Hierapolis, I am just chastened by Paul's ability to keep his focus, even when he was under house arrest. Not easily done. He continued to serve, even in an instance where anyone would understand if he was not productive at all. Yes, I admit that I've got to do a better job of keeping my eye on the ball. Different situations, different seasons require that we listen closely so that we might know how to move in these different instances. Before the pandemic, many of us had a church rhythm or movement. We understood how to serve, how to move, how to minister. But then everything changed while, simultaneously, it was less about change than adjusting to new circumstances, something the Christian community has always been able to do. We have always had that ability to adjust to things that are new and different and to somehow maintain that flow. That flow that the Holy Spirit gives us. Some of us stood frozen in place for a moment. We had to adjust to something new and different. And some of us stood frozen in place for a moment, unsure how to approach this new normal. But as we stood still, we heard the voice of the Lord leading, guiding, and letting us know that he had everything under control. Press in now, he told us, and I will give the shelter in place directions, and you will see me move in new ways. We did, and he did. The Lord continues to amaze us as we see how the faith community has simultaneously grieved the loss of many of our brothers and sisters during this time and adjusted at the same time to this new move of God. If anyone doubts the power of the body of Christ when we go down in prayer all over the globe, I say only look and listen. Ask for eyes to see what God is doing. We are doing, through the grace of God, church in grand fashion. We are reaching, we are teaching, we are encouraging. We are being the church. We are serving, we are ministering. We are laying on our face before God. If anybody wants to see how tall we can stand, look at the people of Jesus Christ in prayer, fasting, and praise as we draw near to hear his words and directions. We don't just shelter in place. We seek God. We draw close to him, and we like our brother Epaphras, we labor in prayer. I listen very carefully one day as a man shared his testimony. He was not proud of his past, but he was grateful that God allowed him an opportunity to share his story. Sometimes hearing a story can help us to more clearly understand what the Lord is saying to us. The man had spent many years in prison for a crime, yes, he did commit. He was no innocent bystander. He murdered a man, a preacher, for the small amount of money the pastor had in his pocket. Hardly any money at all. The community grieved for the loss of this good man, and the murderer was rightly sent to prison. Somehow, that hard heart was touched by the gospel of Jesus Christ, and this man was saved. Later, he was called to the ministry. He served faithfully, sharing the gospel in prison, and he understood that he might, and rightly so, never be released. But that was okay. He chose to do the Lord's bidding where he was. Later, to his own surprise, a parole and release that he never expected came. Oh yes, he had hoped for it, but he understood he might never see it. God allowed him an opportunity to walk free again, but never again truly free, for he had made himself a bondsman. He had made himself a servant to the Lord. He was a minister of the gospel. This man had murdered a preacher. And after many years, he was set free to do the work that he had stopped an innocent man from doing, sharing the word of God as a minister. He wanted people to know that God could save anyone, that no matter where we were, God could save us and use us. The time of punishment in prison became for him a time of repentance and commitment to the Savior. The prison sentence was really just a time for him to meet God face to face. Paul was a prisoner, and his time in prison was time spent serving God. The conditions of his life did not determine the quality of his service. Perhaps I should say that again. The conditions of his life did not determine the quality of his service. He continued to serve God, to minister, to pray, to encourage, to give God his very best. In today's scripture, Paul mentions one of those who worked beside him. In fact, in this chapter, he mentions quite a number of individuals who labored with him. But in this particular verse, he mentions one name in particular, Epaphras. This servant of God was a native of Colossae, as well as an evangelist and a minister of the church. This is no stranger, but someone the people in the church knew, someone who knew them. He understood the challenges they faced, the temptations, and he also understood the erroneous doctrines that were being taught to draw the saints away from the true and living God. He could pray. He could pray for them with full knowledge of the situation and the knowledge of someone who had walked in their shoes. As a citizen, as a native, as a man who had walked those streets, as someone who knew the perversion of the gospel that others used to draw people away from the true and living God, he was uniquely suited to stand in the gap for his brothers and sisters. Others were praying and could seek God for them, but his intimate knowledge of the city and of the people placed him in a unique position to intercede, and intercede he did. What captures the attention of the reader in this verse is not just that he prayed, but that he prayed with intensity, with perseverance, with commitment. He went forth in prayer with a battering ram, unwilling to abandon those for whom he interceded. The original Greek suggested not a mere expression of sympathy, not just a request, but a struggle. The International Version used the word wrestling. This was not some casual walk in the park. This was a battlefield. And he was there fighting on his knees, crying out to God, struggling. As Ephesians 6 and 12 points out, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. This brother was involved in hand-to-hand combat on his knees, and Paul wanted them to know, he's praying for you. It is a privilege to pray for the people of God, but also an assignment that should not be taken lightly. Sometimes what seems like a time when very little is going on or there are very few opportunities to serve God, it's really a time of preparing the field of service through prayer and intercession. The situation may look and feel different, but God wants us to continue to intercede, to continue to fight in the Spirit, and to continue to seek Him for directions. He is moving, and we bow in prayer to Him. He can use us to achieve the victory in the Spirit. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for not abandoning your people, but rather, God, for helping us to retool, for helping us to keep our focus on you, for making whatever adjustments need to be made, and Lord, for just continuing to guide us, to direct us, to show us how to share your word, to minister to your people. Lord, we speak strength and encouragement into the life and body and spirit of every leader within the sound of my voice. Lord, let them not grow weary in well-doing. Lord God, continue to give them wisdom, foresight, insight, direction, Lord, that they might lead your people And Lord God, I ask that you would continue to allow the mantle of prayer to fall upon your people, that we may continue to fight the battle on our knees. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed and beautiful week, and join us again next time in His presence. And please join us anytime at InHisPresenceRadio.com.
Please share your comments on this broadcast at InHisPresence@NoneLikeHimAnywhere.org.